Hi, Braden. How are you doing?
Yeah, good.
Okay, great. So, yes, I know we spoke a couple of weeks ago, and you were with PageHub already. You wanted to cancel with them. Did you end up doing that? I tried calling you a couple of times, but...
I haven't. So I tried to call. I called them to try to cancel, but then the guy kind of talked me into giving them another month. But then they're like, hey, we finally got you up on these, like, website pages. And then I looked at their spreadsheet, and they're just, like, random. I don't even understand why I would need to be up on those pages, to be honest. And I don't necessarily, I'm really confused about, like, what the hell they're even doing.
Right.
But, I mean, they haven't charged me even more than what that is. And so I am going to cancel, and I'm going with you guys for sure.
Okay.
Because I do like the Facebook, what we talked about before about the Facebook ads.
Facebook ads.
Literally in the last, like, I would say the last month I spent $750 to where we can cut that down to where you guys just take care of that for each month for my price that I pay you guys monthly. I think that's way awesome.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I did tell you that. I mean, I did tell you if you give them a reason why you want to cancel, they absolutely will talk you into staying. So,
right.
Well, you know,
I'm all about giving someone a chance, you know what I mean?
Yeah, uh-huh.
But I'm telling you, like, the spreadsheet that they sent me, I'm like, what even are these websites? Like, it doesn't even make sense. So what's it being, Google, Yelp? I don't know.
Well, I'm pretty sure I told you then, too, right, Braden? The owner of PageHub used to be an employee here at Local Splash. They're kind of a fairly new company, right? We've been doing this for 18 years this December, and we are actually partnered with Google. So, I mean, it's not necessarily about me talking badly about another company. It's just ultimately trying to give you the best solution for your company. You know what I mean?
Hey, Mike, you calling me? Can you guys just hold for a second?
Yeah, I'll hold. No problem.
Back.
Okay, great.
Thank you
for about that. Oh yeah, no problem. I mean, if you ever need to do anything, I'm a very patient person, so it's all good. So did you want to go ahead and set up with that package then?
Yeah, let's just do it.
Okay, perfect.
Let's do it, and then I'll cancel with these other guys.
Okay, so just to kind of go over all of it again, at least the timeline to give you, you know, everything that's going to happen is basically I'm going to set you up for a client interview today. I'm just going to get some basics about your company, have you sign our terms, then set you up for that client interview. Most likely that'll be Monday or Tuesday, whatever you have more available.
okay.
From 5 to 7 days, you're going to get... go ahead.
So for instance, so we're a family owned business. But I'm probably gonna turn you over to my sister Madison Smith. She has more time on her hands to deal with this more day to day stuff.
Sure.
All of this back end stuff.
Okay.
And so I don't know if we need to write something. I'm owner, so I can write I can accept all your guys' terms and conditions. But I think I'm gonna have you the primary contact for you guys to be Madison.
Okay.
I'm so stretched, it's not even funny.
Okay.
Madison's more open.
Oh, is she, like, there with you right now, or?
She is not. Let me swap back. She's still on the phone for some reason. Give me a second. I can add her in.
Okay.
Madison's now with us.
Okay, hi. Great. Hi. Hi, Madison. My name's Jesse. So I don't know how much of what Brayden told you, but I'm basically setting him up for a package with our company, Local Splash. I was just kind of going over the timeline for just kind of how everything is going to work. So basically today I'm just setting up payment. Then getting him in for a client interview. So he was saying that you would probably be the one to handle the client interview. That phone call is only going to be about 20 to 40 minutes, depending on how many questions you have. But most likely we'll set that up for Monday or Tuesday, whatever you have more available. And so from 5 to 7 days, Brayden, your company will get all of the directory submissions. So I know you already have a few. I had already looked last time. But any of the remaining ones that you don't have, we're going to submit your company with. We're going to get you also the reporting dashboard. I don't know if you remember me talking to you about it, but it's basically where you're going to be able to see everything going on with your account. Okay, so that will be from 5 to 7 days. From 10 to 12 days, we're going to get you on all the mobile devices like iPhones, Androids, tablets, voice-activated systems like Alexa. From 7 to 14 days, we're going to get your Facebook ads up and running. And then from 30 to 45 days, everything will appear there on that first page. Now, as far as your website goes, I'm assuming, I think we discussed this last time, right? You got your website through PageHub, correct?
Yeah, we have our website and my mom.
No, hold on, Maddie. So, no, we didn't. No one has touched my website. So, my parents are computer engineers and built
a custom
ground-up website.
I remember that.
Anybody to touch.
If
you guys do plugins, we can have a meeting to where if you guys want to do stuff that benefits my website, I'm on board with that. What I don't want is for something to be plugged in, and if I decide, hey, you know, I don't need the service anymore, I don't see a need to be paying you guys $200 a month, I don't want the website that I own to be shut down.
Absolutely. So, I remember we talked about this last time, Brayden. As far as your website goes, because it was made by somebody else, we can't do anything to it other than attach it to your Google Business profile if it's not already attached. It's just something that we do as a company. We just don't touch other people's websites. Even if they have login credentials to it, own it, we don't touch it. That would be completely separate. I was just asking because I'm kind of refreshing our last conversation. So, So basically that would be the timeline of how everything is going to work. So, and you do remember the price that I told you last time, right? It's $299.
Oh, no. I thought it was $200.
No,
You quoted me one that was $199 that still included the Facebook.
Yes.
But there was like a lower amount, which I wanted just to go with the $200 one, but let's refresh on prices.
Okay, so the $199 package includes everything that I just mentioned, just not the Facebook ads. So the extra $100 just directly goes into your ad spend for the month.
Got it. Let's go into that.
Okay, so you do want to do the Facebook ad one though, right?
Yeah. What I'm curious about. Is this that, so do you guys allot the $100 a month to just go to Facebook, or do you guys have like an account with Facebook to where I get more out of that $100 than what I can get on Facebook?
So,
does that make sense?
Well, okay. I mean, I guess at least I can explain to you what we do with the Facebook ads. We do retargeting. So, I mean, you sound like a pretty, like maybe you know what that is type of guy. So basically what we're doing is if somebody looks for your services anywhere online, then we'll Facebook will actually recognize that person as a potential customer in your area, and they'll be showing your ad on their newsfeed. So we're not, like, running your ads through the marketplace or anything like that. We're actually running these directly on people's Facebook feeds.
Right. Okay, got it. I get what you're saying.
Perfect. Yeah, so they're customized ads that we, you know, if you want to run any promotions on them or anything like that, but they also customize to each individual person that's looking at the ad. So that's we just run that for the entire month.
Marketing.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Right. Perfect.
Okay. So now let's go ahead and get you set up unless you have any other questions.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Madison, do you have any questions?
No.
So, Madison, I'm just going to add you as an authorized user. I guess just while you're here, I'll go ahead and set up the client interview so we can do it at a time that works for you. Let me see what I have available real quick. Now, are you more available on Monday or Tuesday?
Let me look. So, it looks like either one is available. The same.
Okay, so you guys are on Mountain Time, right? So the very, like, 8 a.m. your time is all taken, but I have anything Monday on Monday from 9 to 3 o'clock.
Okay, let's do 10 a.m. on Monday.
Okay, and
the
so...
Right?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Monday the 10th?
Yeah, the 10th, yes. So Madison, they will be calling you if you have a pen or paper or something to write with. They're going to be calling you from an 877 number. I just want you to save that number so you know who's calling.
Okay.
So it's 877-635-6225. So they will be calling you between 10 and 11. The whole phone call will not take an hour. Just allow that hour in case they're finishing up with somebody before you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. So I got your client interview set up. and actually, let me get your phone number. One last thing. What is your phone number?
406-580-7626.
Okay, so it's 406-580-7626, correct?
36.
Okay.
7636.
Okay, perfect. Got it. All right. We're all set with that then. All right, and
okay.
I'll add you as an authorized user on the account. Do you have the same last name, Smith?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right, got that all inputted. Thank you, Madison. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, so Brayden, what is the best email for you?
It's my first name, B as in boy, R as in Roger, A as in Alpha, E as in Echo, T as in Dog, O as in Oscar, and N as in Nancy, at AphroditePainting.com.
Okay. And I'm sorry, your first name is spelled B-R-A, is it, you said what, Y, or?
No, A as in Alpha, E as in Echo, T as in Dog.
E.
Owen.
Okay. I don't know why I had it spelled here as... with a Y. I don't even know if you can spell Brayden that way. Okay. So, and then you said at your company name.com, correct?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Well, I'm glad that we were able to reconnect and, you know, get this going, so.
Right.
Okay, so Brayden now is the best, let's see, what is... Hold on one second. So is the best address for you, is it going to be the 692 North 2720 East, Unit 5?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right. And so you already have a Google Business profile, correct?
I think they just set it up, yeah.
Oh, really? They only just set it up? Okay, well... I'll check and to see if that's live if you haven't already. Because usually when it, you
so
just said
trying,
it.
I'm trying to verify myself today.
Okay.
I just went into the verification stuff.
Okay. Well, it usually takes a couple of days after you verify it. It'll usually take like 2 to 3 days before it's completely live if you just verified it. So I'm just going to get some basics about your company, Brayden. Now, your hours of operation, like when do you want to be taking phone calls?
I would say 8 to 7.
Monday through Friday, Monday through Sunday?
Monday through Friday.
Okay.
Well, actually, we'll do this Monday through Sunday for phone calls, yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, with a new company, we're like 24/7 in it.
Okay, and then the best form of contact for you, is it going to be phone, text, email, all the above?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And Brayden, now, anything I'm going to mention is going to be completely optional and included in the package. Now, would you at all be interested in something called a call tracking number? This is really great to avoid, like, spam calls or other marketers. Basically, it's another number that's listed online that's not your personal number, but the calls will be directed to your personal line. But it also comes with an app that you can kind of track all the phone calls coming in, and you can add more than one line to it. So you can add your sister's line as well as your line to the app.
And that's included?
It's included, yeah.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do it, because we use Grasshopper right now, but I'll just terminate that.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, the call tracking numbers are really great. So I'm going to go ahead and text you over the application for it. Basically, it's just filling out your email and phone number. It's very quick. Just have that ready for your client interview, okay?
Okay.
And now, as far as services that you offer, now I know you do interior, exterior painting. Just give me like 5 keywords to start with.
Yeah, I would say residential, commercial, home improvement.
Okay.
Hey, let me one second. I've been building search words on my Facebook marketing.
Cabin building? Okay.
Yeah, so I'm just going to open my list.
Okay. Well, this is a good start. I mean, they're going to get more information during the client interview. This is just to kind of give them a head start on the services that you are offering.
Okay, yeah. So I'll just say home improvement, painting. I don't know why I'm driving such a hard blank. I don't know. I would say touch-ups.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Okay, and then I already have your client interview set up now. And you do have a Facebook business profile already, correct?
Yep.
Okay. Let me see if I can find it real quick. Hold on. Oh. 1 second. Okay, I got it right here. Oh, is this your sister in the picture?
Probably.
Okay. Well, she looks very happy. okay, perfect. All right, wonderful. So, now, hold on. Okay, so let's go ahead. Now, for billing, it's going to be the same address, correct?
Yep.
Okay. And are you going to be using a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay. One second. Okay, now I am ready for that card number whenever you are.
4023.
Mm-hmm.
4803. 5975. 3562.
Okay, and then the expiration?
323.
And then the three-digit code on the back?
722.
722?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm doing now, Brayden, is I'm updating and processing payment for the $299. I'm going to read you what's called a voice verification. This is just because I have you on a discounted pricing program that's not normally advertised. So as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you don't understand, just let me know and I'll rephrase it, okay? So it's welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Aphrodite Painting, LLC.
Okay, please state your name and title within the business.
Brayden Smith, CEO, owner.
And you're authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of this business, correct?
Correct.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so Brayden, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what this means, Brayden, is we will never call you asking for more money. If any other marketing company calls you, just simply let them know that you're working with us already. So I am actually at this time going to be setting up a security question with you. So basically, you have three options. It's your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet.
Mother's maiden name.
Okay, and what is that?
Alan.
Alan, A-L-L-A-N, or A-L-A? Okay, A-L-L-E-N. So when they call for your client interview, you can definitely always verify that it's us by asking this question, okay? So, okay, one second. Let me just make sure it's in right. Okay. Okay, perfect. So, now, sorry, kind of lost my place. So, do you... agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
Yes, but I would like those to go to Madison. She'll be more responsive.
Of course, yeah. I'm definitely going to go ahead and put that in here for her to be the point of contact. So I guess just let her know to be responsive. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Brayden, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? So basically, if you do anything else online, which you won't need to, just simply let us know, okay?
Okay. So what about, so do you think it's worth, do you think your Facebook marketing is good enough to where I don't have to do a single thing on Facebook anymore?
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. I mean, you know, of course your actual Facebook page itself, you might want to, like, add photos here and there, stuff like that.
But what about advertising? What about advertising my page?
You won't need to do anything else. We will definitely take care of all of it for you as far as advertising on Facebook. So,
okay.
Now, Brayden, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of October 7th, 2022, and the non-refundable amount of $299. Now, this will be a recurring payment. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew on the 7th of the month in the amount of $299. Now, Brayden, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Now, do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do. Is there any way we can change the recurring payment date to the 15th?
Yeah, I can put that in the notes, but I would just let Madison know that that's what you want it changed to, so she can let them know during the client interview.
Yeah, I know that. Thank you.
Okay, and so that's all done. Now, the next thing I'm going to need from you, just the very last thing, is the invoice and term signed. So I'm going to text this over to you right now. Let me know when it comes through. It says, Brayden, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So do me a favor. Now open that up, that link there. And you can take your time, look through this. I know you probably, if you have any questions, just let me know. You can just take your time, look through it. Once you're done with that, scroll to the bottom. In the little white box, press it that says I certify that I'm the authorized holder of the card. And in the orange box, type out your name. When you're done with that, press confirm signature and let me know, okay?
Oh, you spelled my name wrong.
Oh, my gosh, really? Okay. Spell it for me one more time. I'm sorry, you were kind of cutting out a little bit.
Okay, E as in boy.
Uh-huh.
R as in Roger.
Uh-huh.
A as in Apple.
Uh-huh.
E as in Apple.
Uh-huh.
E as in Dog.
Okay.
O as in Oscar. N as in Nancy.
Okay, so basically it's just an O instead of an E, right?
It looks here, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So I'm updating that, and then let me just resend it to you. One second. Okay, sorry about that.
You're fine. I get it all the time. All the time.
Okay, here, resending. Right now. Okay, so this should be all better. Sorry about that.
You're good. There we are.
Okay, perfect.
Now, do you believe that with your service, I will not have to use Angie's Leads ever again?
Yeah, I mean, totally. I absolutely believe that. And plus, are you still looking at the terms right there?
I'm not. It took me to a sign-in.
Oh, okay. Okay, I thought maybe you were still looking at it. But in there, there is a program. It's called Google Guaranteed. Okay, so you just do painting. So... Are you licensed and insured?
Yeah.
Are you licensed as, like, a handyman?
No, I'm a full general contractor.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So if you're licensed and insured, you can actually do a lead generation service directly through Google itself. It's an amazing program, hands down. I would say it's 100 times better than Angie's or Home Advisor. So, I mean, obviously you can continue to do Home Advisor if you like, but at least you know if you want to get actual, like, leads from Google, it'll place you at the very top of Google right under the search bar, and you always have that option to do that with us. So, now, and the great thing about this is that the leads are exclusive, so they're only sent to you and you don't share them with other companies. Now, some of the things that I know that they do better is basically if somebody is calling outside of your service area, they're calling about something you don't do, you never talk to a person. For some reason, if they call you, you call them back, they found somebody. All of those things would disqualify a lead. So essentially, the only thing that actually qualifies a lead through Google Guaranteed would be if they're calling and asking for a price or setting an appointment with you. So that would be considered a qualified lead. So, I mean, you know, definitely for now, if you just need the marketing at the moment, once you get everything set up on Google, you can continue with Home Advisor. But I would strongly suggest, you know, once everything is set up with your Facebook ads and on the map section, getting you on that first page, I would really strongly suggest at least checking out Google Guaranteed.
Okay.
So, and, you know, you have my extension and phone number. I know I sent it to you, but I'll send it to you again. So, you know, if you decide that you want to do that program, just reach out to me directly, and I'll get you all set up with it and kind of go over all the pricing and all of that. Basically, for that, it is a $250 application fee. That's a one-time fee. You never pay that again. And then it does take 4 to 6 weeks to process your application. It is a little bit of time. But as far, I can actually just give you your lead cost right now. Hold on one second. I'll just tell you what it is. Okay. Let's see here. Okay. So your lead cost with Google Guaranteed would be, it would be $38.67 a lead. Now, Google does have a required minimum budget, but this does not mean that you're paying this every month. The required minimum budget for Google is $505 for your industry in your area. Now, that's for 13 leads, with your lead cost being $38.67 a lead. Now, when... let's say the following month with this particular program, you only took one lead because you do have the ability to pause it. If you only took on one lead, then the following month, it would subtract $38.67, and you would only pay for that one lead back into that $505. So, and then with that program, if you ever decided for whatever reason you didn't want to continue, you just let us know, run out my 13 leads, and you'd be done. So... anything we do, you're not, like, locked into any contract or anything like that.
Right.
So, yeah, and so, Brayden, you do have my extension and phone number. I am putting Madison's information to be contacted for the client interview. I'll also just go ahead and text you over a YouTube video of exactly how the reporting dashboard works. And, you know, I'll always be the lead on your account, so just let her know, just also for yourself, if you guys need anything, if you need anything escalated, if you just have any questions, please don't be afraid to reach out to me directly, okay? And I'll always take care of you guys. So, but otherwise, you're all set up. Did you have any other questions at all, Brayden?
Nope. So I do have a dashboard with you guys, right?
Yes. Yeah, so, I'm sorry. Thank you for reminding me. So that username and login, you're going to get the login credentials for that within 5 to 7 business days. That right there is going to be for your reporting dashboard. So if you exited out of that, that's fine. You'll be emailed it, but that is for your reporting dashboard.
Oh. And that was the terms and conditions, right?
Yeah, after that, after you signed it and it took you to a username and login, yeah, that would be for the reporting dashboard. You just don't have login credentials for that right now.
Right now. Okay. Yeah.
And
and then so can we get Madison's email put down in there?
Yeah, absolutely. No, I can put her email in here. Hold on one second. what is her email?
I'm going to verify it real quick on my end before I get to you. It's usually Madison or Maddie. I don't know which one.
It's two D's, right? M-A-D-D?
Yeah.
I-S-O-N? Okay.
Yeah. So 1 second before... Let me just do a fake email real quick.
Yeah, it's M-A-D-D-I-S-O-N @aphroditepainting.com.
Okay. Okay, perfect. I will absolutely put this in for her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything, like, she'll be in charge of the dashboard and all that. Oh.
Okay. Okay, perfect. I got it all set up. Did you have any other questions at all?
Nope. I'm just going to call Payshub and cancel.
Okay. Okay, Brayden. Well, I'm really excited to help you out with your marketing and... you know, if you need anything, please don't be afraid to reach out, okay?
Yeah, no problem.
All right.
And Facebook will be up and running in 2 weeks?
The Facebook ads, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too.
Bye.